Loudwire is a big fan of Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen. That's Don't Back Down. They said you're racing toward the edge of a precipice, full steam ahead with no intent of backing down. Turn this one up and enjoy the ride.
I like it.
That's a very nice
I like
review.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wolfgang there.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is Kevin and Sligo.
How are you, sir?
Good, you?
Good. You see there's birthday cake in the hall?
I did. Who's it for?
I'm not really sure.
Can we get it if we don't know them?
Singing. Sure, of course. They won't be looking pretty soon. We can grab some.
Right outside the door.
They were singing, and it was kind of one of those really sad songs.
Where nobody wants to be singing.
Yeah, basically.
Well, I mean, I feel like some work needs to be done.
Yeah, I think we need to clandestinely get some cake.
On the cake? Yeah. That will happen. On today's show, people who buy too much Christmas stuff.
Oh, wow. How much is too much? We have, I'm going to say, 6 crates worth of stuff at home. Is that too much?
6 crates. Depends on the size of the house, I assume.
Large house.
I would say that's probably all right. Okay. Listen, here's one that is too much.
Okay.
Somebody who set a Guinness World Record.
Oh, yeah.
For the largest number of Christmas trees.
Okay. Wow. In their house?
In their house.
Okay.
Guess.
Wow. Guinness Book of World Records.
That's right. 466 trees.
How much for possible? My guess of 42?
Right. 42 is ridiculous.
That's, yes. Wow.
Yeah, 46.
That might be too much.
That seems like that might be too much.
A little overkill.
We're going to tell you the most difficult words of this year that people are having a problem with. And then you can call in and tell us the words that you can't figure out.
Yeah, we want
to
hear
you say, right?
Aurora, Barra.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So that's coming up. We have tickets for the LA Kings to see the Dallas Stars tomorrow night at Staples Center.
Yeah, we're going to do that between 4 and 5. We got another hockey game for them to play?
We do.
Nice.
He said, thinking, I should have written that.
Oh, I'll plan that real soon.
And our high-low game is up to $1,100 between now and 4 o'clock.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Ho, ho, ho. Really?
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Florida man tortured by fiancé's cult-like Bath and Body Works candle sale. So, I guess Black Friday and Saturday, Bath and Body Works has a candle sale.
Sure. They have so many of them, they got to get them out of there. They go back to the 1800s. They've been making them so long.
This woman's name is Allison DeFelice.
Sure.
And
Navidad?
She has a separate room in her house for candles.
Wow, really?
From Bath and Body Works.
Will she go in there and light them all?
It doesn't say what she does, but I would guess she does more than that.
Pray to Sheba.
She said she bought more than 220 candles.
Oh, come on.
On Friday and Saturday.
That's too many candles.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost, you wouldn't be able to burn them in a year unless you just burn them all the time.
220.
That's a lot.
Why?
Exactly. That's what her boyfriend's asking.
She has a fiance.
Yeah.
I'll take things that are going to change when you're married for 100, Alex. There was a big discount. There's 3-wick candles for a limited sale for $10.25.
Oh, man, those are the huge ones.
Right.
Wow.
Nearly 60% off, Sluggo.
Neat.
Right? Friday and Saturday marked the first year Candle Day stretched out over 2 days.
Candle Day? Mm-hmm. It's 2 days now?
Yep.
I do like candles, actually, but I think 220 might
that
be
seems
a
like
couple
it might be too much.
Too many?
DeFelice was first in line at the Boca Raton Bath and Body Works at 4:30 a.m. on Friday.
She did a smash and grab and grabbed a bunch of candles.
I didn't know that people still lined up like this. I thought it was,
I know, right?
Because of online, and they also sell stuff for the whole
sure
month, pretty much.
Well, no, you got to be there at 4:30 in the morning to buy your 220 candles.
She spent the day at 3 other locations on Saturday and then revisited 2 of those stores.
Wow. I'm back. Did you get any more?
Do you guys have more candles? Do you have candles? Does anybody have candles? Any more candles?
Candles?
Do you have candles?
Do you have candles?
Do you have candles?
Where's the candles?
Where are the candles? She says that she got some help from her fiance, Andrew Bateman. He's a good sport. He thinks I'm crazy, but he comes along and carries all my candles.
Wow. That is a good sport.
So they asked him what his motivation was.
I hate candles. I'm going to burn all these.
Can you imagine having a room? Oh, that would be so great.
It would smell pretty good.
Just burn that room down.
Burn the room down.
Oh, that's so great. He said, we're a team.
Oh, that's nice.
We do everything in a team aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever she has, I try to support her in any which way I can. And by the way, which I'm down with until about 50.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, look.
I think 12 is probably
agreed.
More than enough.
Even though I don't understand the craze, if it makes her happy, then I'm happy.
220 happy?
Yes. Also, she promised him he could golf.
There's the crux.
Most
of it.
Importantly.
Ah, there it is.
So if you need a candle, a woman in Boca Raton has all of them. Yeah, sorry about that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have our high-low game coming up in a few minutes.
$1,100, and the last guess was 69. Right out
what
the
a
gate,
surprise.
Someone guessed 69.
We don't pick the numbers.
Nope, just randomly generated.
We literally have to, by the rules, get it randomly generated.
By a computer.
Although
we have a computer,
it's usually people suggest 69.
Sure, yeah,
because they just figure if we were going to pick one, that's what we pick.
I mean, certainly could be.
And by the way, that's true.
Yeah,
if we were going to pick one, we would pick 69. Sure,
absolutely, every single time. It's the 69 game, somewhere between 0 and 95.
Exactly.
The number is 69.
The crucifixion of Jesus appeared in a tangerine.
I saw this picture you showed me.
Mm-hmm.
It looks kind of like a scarecrow a little bit, but I can see where people get that. Are they worshiping it yet?
There's no article on it yet, but it has certainly made the rounds because it's in the Sun newspaper.
Oh, yeah, that's a very reliable source.
So I'm not saying it's reliable.
No, it is for important information.
I'm saying that this is the crucifixion of Jesus in a tangerine.
In a tangerine. The tangerine itself grew this within itself and then presented once it was sliced into by a human.
Here's what I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how people, let's say you believe in everything that has to do with the crucifixion and Jesus and God and everything.
Why do you see it in tangerines?
I mean, do you think?
Right. I should play tangerine. I'm going to play Led Zeppelin.
Do you think Jesus is going to show himself in a tangerine?
I just don't think so.
You know what I mean? Like,
it doesn't seem likely.
He could very easily be missed.
And people will just line up and like be around the block and take pictures of these things when they show up.
There was one where Jesus showed up in a toilet. But,
as it were,
left every time it was flushed.
Okay. Like, what was it?
It was like a shadow or something.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And then they moved the curtain, and lo and behold, it wasn't there anymore.
What a surprise. I'm just saying. I don't know how this stuff keeps happening.
Yeah, it is very weird.
How do these stories keep getting out?
I guess if you cut into a tangerine and you saw something like that, I mean, wouldn't you take a picture? I've taken pictures of when it's like a smiley face of my coffee and crap, and then...
Yes, but then I would just go, ha-ha, and move
on. Right, yes. I wouldn't think it was a miracle.
I don't think it's a miracle. I don't think it's the crucifixion of Jesus.
Probably
I think
not.
It's really just a tangerine.
Eat it.
Just eat it.
Oh, I wonder what happened. You eat it.
You suddenly can float.
I
missed the second half of this.
Mm-hmm.
Crucifixion of Jesus appears inside tangerine. Or is it Spider-Man?
There you go. Because his arms are out, so it could be Spider-Man.
I'm going to suggest it's neither.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
It's just a tangerine.
Right. It's just a delicious tangerine.
Just shut up and put it in your mouth. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Poison, definitely something you're going to hear this weekend, starting Friday at 5. It's a party songs weekend, and it's A to Z. So I'm guessing that's going to come up at, 2 in the morning or something?
Sure.
Time to get to
So stay up
nothing.
And wait for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Time to give away some money. We have $1,100 for the KLOS high-low game, powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. $1,100, a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 69.
Excuse me?
Uh-huh. And it was too low.
Oh, well, what do you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when you are caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS, you get to go see the Foo Fighters. That's happening at the Bank of California Stadium. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster for the shows coming up in August. But if you are caller 13, you get those and you get to play our precious little game. So good luck, 818-955-KLOS.
It is the KLOS high-low game. KLOS, who's this?
Hey, my name's Richard. How's it going, man?
Hey, Richard, it's going well. You're caller 13.
All right.
That means you get to go see the Foo Fighters. That's happening at the Bank of California Stadium in August.
Excellent.
So make plans now.
And you also get your shot at $1,100. It's a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 69, and it was too low.
Now, I know you're going to want to guess 69, but don't do that. So what number would you like to give us?
I don't know. All right, let's just take one. 82.
It turns out 82 is too damn high. Boo!
Too high.
Boo.
Too high.
I felt like I got cut off on that. Got lopped off. But you're going to see the Foo Fighters, man. Congratulations.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
Got some cake. Stole some cake. That's awesome. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It's someone's birthday and we just stole their cake.
I mean, look, it says happy birthday, and there's just cake in the hallway.
Yeah, cake in the hallway.
And there aren't any people.
At least it's not in the rain. Yeah, exactly. So, you know,
in the
free
hallway.
Cake. Yeah.
So,
that's
seems
what I say.
Like they're inviting us to have it.
Eat it. Eat. Eat.
Here are the words that are pronounced the worst in 2021.
Okay. Oh, nice. All right.
This is according to Babbel and the U.S. captioning company. And some of them will surprise you. Mm. One is Chipotle.
Chipotle, really? Mm-hmm. I always call it Chipotle, but I can say it.
Yeah, but you do that to be funny.
Yes. Hilarious.
Billie Eilish's last name.
Eilish is hard?
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's crazy.
They say Chipotle and Eilish are the words that we mispronounce the most this year.
Huh.
They're the top two.
Come on, people. That's easy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Have you heard Chuggy?
What?
Chuggy?
I don't know what that is.
It's to be uncool.
No, of course I haven't heard of that.
Untrendy that or otherwise behind the times.
Man, that just doesn't apply in my life at
but
all,
also,
ever.
It's spelled C-H-E-U-G-Y, which is absurd.
Chuggy?
Yes.
Well, that's I can see why people don't pronounce that properly.
Then there's Chipotle, which we already discussed, mm-hmm. and that seems like that's easy. Then there's Dogecoin.
Dogecoin. Mm-hmm. That's easy.
Which is one of the cryptocurrencies that were popularized by Elon Musk.
And what are they saying? Doggy coin? What are they? How do they pronounce it?
I don't know, because it is spelled D-O-G-E.
Yeah.
So, coin.
Yeah, so Doge.
I mean, it sort of does...
lend itself to...
It really does. Dogecoin.
Yeah. This is not Aurora Borealis. You can say it. The
Aurora
Northern
Borealis?
Lights.
Yeah.
Go to hell.
Well, we should take calls on words that you have trouble pronouncing. Every time you get to them, you mess up. Now... I have a different skill in that I just mess up different words every time. But Billie Eilish's last name is Eilish.
Yeah, eyelash.
And then you get to Omicron.
Omicron. What's that?
It's the 15th letter in the Greek alphabet.
Oh, yeah,
it's also the newly discovered strain of COVID-19.
Right, which apparently it seems to be shaking out, isn't as a drastic one. It isn't making people terribly sick, but it's super easy to pass. Like, it's very contagious, which is why it spreads so fast.
But then it's not as... deadly?
Yeah, it's not right. Like if the symptoms are, you know, not. But Omicron, that's easy.
This doesn't help, though, because there are many pronunciations that are acceptable.
Oh, really?
Omicron is more popular in the U.S.
Uh-huh. Where we say it right.
Omicron, that you say it in the U.K.
Omicron, yeah!
And the Oxford Dictionary has a whopping 6 different ways to pronounce it.
Oh, cram it.
Come on
now. That's too much.
Pick one.
Yeah.
Just pick one and say that's what we're supposed to say.
Yeah.
So anytime you come up to a specific word, you have trouble pronouncing it.
Yeah. And maybe you avoid it. Maybe people's names. Maybe your boss's name. That would be bad.
Sure.
Yeah.
You always beat around the bush when you can't remember somebody's name and try to get them to say it back.
When I used to have to play the police a lot, they love to come up with weird names for their albums.
Right.
Zendata, Mandata, or whatever. And I would just avoid them at all times.
I
didn't say them. I didn't not give the name of a number of police albums for years.
That's fantastic.
I couldn't pronounce them at all.
I like that you just bailed.
Yeah, I'm just like, I ain't saying
just
it.
Just like, I'm pulling the ripcord. I don't care.
You go figure it out. This is before the internet, so good luck.
818-955-KLOS, the words that trip you up the most. 818-955-KLOS.
Hey, that's the Foo Fighters. That's you're going to win tickets to see them in August at the Bank of California when you get to play our high-low contest the rest of this week. Those tickets on sale right now via Ticketmaster.
And we will do that contest again between 5 and 6 today. Right now we're talking about the most difficult words that every time they come up, you kind of trip.
You have one of those?
Yeah. Condescending.
Condescending. Condescending. You have a problem with that?
Yeah, condescending. I can't say that middle part.
I don't think there's an N in there.
But listen.
No, but my lips make an N.
Oh, okay.
I see. All right.
Well, let us talk to you about how bad that is in a condescending tone now.
Nice.
Thanks for calling.
Dude, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, thank you. Difficult words that you trip up on every time.
Cavalry.
Oh, the cavalry?
Yeah.
Cavalry. You know, it's L's. L's do throw me off sometimes, too. Like, I can't say wolf. Like, if I wolf it down, I always say woof it down. So, did you ever serve in the cavalry? Because that would make it very
cavalry. It's cavalry.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That thing.
No, I didn't, but it's a pretty hard word to say.
It is.
The L, I guess the L comes before the V. You say cavalry?
Cavalry. Yeah. I think it's C-A-V.
Cavalry. Cavalry.
I think it's C-A-V-A.
Oh, I think you're right.
L.
Yeah.
Well, we're very helpful here. We're going to mess you up even more.
All right, look up cavalry. It's C-A-V-A-L-R-Y.
Thanks for calling, man. K-L-O-S, what's that word you can't say?
Oh, yeah, two word crafters.
That's us.
Thank you for noticing.
Yeah. Anti-establishmentarianism.
That's a, that one's a tough one.
That is, say it again.
I can't.
Well, you did it once, and that was very impressive. Thanks for calling, dude. 818-955-KLOS. What's that word you cannot pronounce?
What are the words that trip you up every time you get to them?
Hey, I got an interesting one. The right. Past tense of wind. I've always pronounced it wan, but people tell me that it should be pronounced one.
One, yeah, like the number. Yeah, really, where
and,
are you?
And you say it Juan?
Juan?
Juan.
Like a chihuahua named Juan.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I've always pronounced it that way.
Where do you hail from originally?
Well, see, I was born in the San Fernando Valley.
Oh.
My father's from Ohio.
Mm-hmm. It is always the, you know, colloquialisms, sort of different pronunciations.
I can't say that word, for example.
Well, you know, listen, man, you're an American, you're a free citizen, you say it however you bloody well please, all right?
All right, damn it.
There you go.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, the words you can't pronounce?
Yeah.
Okay, I got one, I'm going to give you it, but I have a comment on a previous one.
Okay,
first one, I don't live there, but people that live in San Pedro hate it when you call it San Pedro.
That's true.
Yes, true.
Yes, San Pedro.
Don't ever say San Pedro to somebody who lives up there.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
But that's
secondly,
one point.
The guy was just talking about the cavalry.
Yeah.
There is cavalry mentioned in the Bible.
Right.
Jesus.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I always mix it up with. I thought it was the same word. I did always think those were the
same
word. I did. Until just today, I've learned something thrilling today.
It's two different words.
Yeah. You know? I didn't know that.
One is the soldiers and one's word Jesus.
Right. Right on.
Guys.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, I did always think that was the same word all this time until right now.
Look, you learned something on this show.
Something
we're education.
Fascinating and thrilling. And hello, KLOS.
Hi,
words that trip you up?
Conscientious?
That is a hard one to say. Say it again.
You can't even say it.
Conscientious. I can't say it.
So you're screwing that one up, too.
So how would you decide you're not going to carry a gun in the Army if you can't say it?
Yeah, I'm not the only one, huh?
No,
you are not. No, unfortunately.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS, that word that always trips you up.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Now there is the theme for the Society for Putting Things on Top of Other Things, that song. I don't know if you guys knew that or not.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. That's very important.
All right.
Yeah.
We are talking about words that trip you up every single time you get to them.
Right.
Yeah, I have a word that I always have a hard time with, and my wife makes fun of me every time I say the word.
First of all, she should.
Yeah.
Second of all, what's the word?
Of course. And it's miscellaneous.
Oh, miscellaneous. Yeah, because you want to make that C hard.
Oh, really? Why do you do that?
I don't know. It's just something I've always said it the wrong way, and she makes fun of me every time.
Do you make any other C's hard, as it were?
No.
Wow, what's happening now?
No, not at all.
All right, we're going to go off into another subject here, I think. Thank you for calling, man. Thanks.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hello, KLOS. Words that trip you up.
Oh, actually, you know what? It's my wife. She can't say the word potent.
Potent? Really? How does she say it?
She says it. She puts an N in there.
And
she cannot say it right for the life of her.
It seems like people like to put N's in
words.
Yeah,
an extra N. So is she trying to say impotent?
Impotent. Yes.
Impotent. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That one she can say.
And you know what's funny? I was at Disneyland eating dinner one night, and I heard another guy say it the same way.
Oh, really? That's very interesting. That's very bizarre. Thank you, man. Thanks. Weird what the brain does.
KLOS.
I struggle with Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, yeah, that is a hard
one. I can't say that either.
Try it.
Worcestershire.
We found one none of us can say. Worcestershire sauce.
That's not really hard.
Yeah, that's true. We're pretty bad. Give it one more go, dude.
Worcestershire.
I like it.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
I have difficulties pronouncing my b**** in your mouth.
Sounded pretty clear.
Yeah, that was pretty clear.
You
really
actually nailed it.
There was a beep in there for some reason. I don't know why, but
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, words that trip you up, always.
Verisimilitude.
Yes.
I'm not even going to try it. Say it again.
Verisimilitude.
Mm-mm. And what does it mean? I can't think of offhand what it means even.
To use it in a sentence would be like, Do you doubt my verisimilitude?
Your validity, right? Like your integrity.
Basically, it means your integrity.
Right, right. I do see it in books, but I guess I couldn't pronounce that.
Yeah. One other thing on the previous call, the one with the longest word in the English language.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
That's anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Did he leave off the dis?
Yeah, he left off the dis.
Oh, we know that, dude. We're going to have to go have a chat with him.
He actually left off the disestablishment.
Damn it.
He's going to get a punch. He's going to get a punch in the balls.
That was another beef. That's weird.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You said it, man.
We have 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Dallas Stars tomorrow night at Staples Center.
Oh, very cool. If you can go to the game, then prick your ears up.
Correct.
Listen carefully.
We're going to play a game you're going to need to know about the Kings.
Oh, so you really want to go and you're a Kings fan? This is all for you.
818-955 KLOS. We'll take callers 13 on.
Okay.
And we're going to play a little game with you.
All right.
And if you'd like to get your tickets now, you can go to lakings.com/tickets. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we have tickets, 4 tickets, to see the LA Kings take on the Dallas Stars tomorrow night at Staples Center. And we're going to do it with a game where I will give you the number of somebody that has their jersey has been retired.
Oh, okay.
And so, then you give me the player's name.
So you're going to give the number of the jersey that's been retired, and
correct.
We just need to know what the name of the player was.
Correct.
Okay, all right.
KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Gwyneth.
Hi, Gwyneth. You want to go to the game, the Kings game tomorrow night?
Hell yeah.
Nice.
All right, this is a question about the LA Kings. You ready?
Okay.
This is one of the jerseys that they've retired. So I'm going to give you the number. I'm going to give you the number, okay. And then you just give me the name.
Woo, wow, that's a tough game. You got fired up here, young Kevin.
Give you the name of the jersey number, like who wore it?
Yeah.
Yes, who wore it. Yeah. Yes.
Not who wore it best, necessarily, but
correct,
who wore
yes.
it.
Of course.
Number 99.
Number 99. Whose jersey was that that's now retired?
That's going to be... God, I don't even know.
Hold on, I'm looking on my phone, she's saying.
No, seriously, I'm like, I don't even know.
No, sorry. That's Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, well, there you go. That was an easy throw.
Yes, it was.
Damn it, Gwyneth. But thanks for calling. Wayne Gretzky. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Gary.
Jerry, do you know anything about the lovely hockey team, the Kings?
Sort of. I've been around the hockey game for a while.
Nice. All right. Well, Kevin's got a really hard trivia question here
This
for you.
Is a player whose jersey has been retired.
Gordie Howe.
I'm going to... Hold on.
Just guessing that. That's funny. Why
Hold
not?
On. I'm going to give you a number, and then you just tell me the name of the person who wore it.
Okay.
All right. Number 20. Number 20.
Wayne Gretzky.
Well,
that was the last.
That
one.
Was Gwyneth's miss a minute ago, but
Luke
thanks
Robitaille.
For trying.
It's Luke Robitaille.
Who was it again?
Luke Robitaille.
Luke Robitaille. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, that's that dude we talked to often.
Both, yes.
Very cool. Now
both Hall of Famers.
Yeah, very cool.
KLOS, hello.
Who are you?
This is Linda.
All right, I'm going to give you a number of somebody whose jersey's retired. It's Staples Center, and you give me the name of the person that wore it. Ready? Ready?
Okay.
Okay. Number 18?
I have no idea. I'm so sorry.
All right. No worries.
That's Dave Taylor. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Rob. How you doing?
Good. Thank you, Rob. All right. I'm going to give you the name of the number of one of the retired jerseys, and you have to tell me the name of the person who wore it.
Sounds good.
All right. Number 30.
Number 30. Shoot. Rogie Bachon.
Yes. Woo! Nicely done.
You know what? He wins, man.
We got one.
Yeah, we got one. All right, man. You got 4 tickets to the LA Kings for tomorrow night's game.
Sweet. Thank you very much.
The year was 1976. That Boston song on rock radio would light up your little red dot. Remember, you used to have a little red light when you get the FM stereo? Yeah. And I remember listening
to that was
headphones.
Before my time.
Loved listening to that one with headphones on back in the day. You were just a waif.
Yes, I was
time,
not even born, I don't think. I'm pretty sure. Not until CDs.
How dare you?
Too much Christmas. Let's talk about too much Christmas.
All right.
Because there are people who have too much Christmas.
That's a fact.
And
Bean
they drive us crazy.
To mine. Bean actually does, listens to Christmas
partner.
Music all year round.
He does, yeah. Yes. He wanted to do a podcast with a song a day.
Oh, man.
Christmas song.
Really?
I can't.
Allie was like, no.
I can't do that.
No.
I can't
no.
do that. Nor can I get over 400 Christmas trees like this woman.
Shelley Botcher loves the spirit of Christmas.
I have ornaments from when I was small, and each year I get my children ornaments.
Especially Christmas trees.
The great room has like 72 in it.
What?
Every great room. Uh-huh.
At her house, she has many great rooms.
I don't know if she calls them great rooms or if they're considered great rooms because of the size.
I always call them bitchin' rooms myself.
But there's 72 Christmas trees in each of them.
Holy cow.
Yes.
And I ran.
A lot of them are small. Just so you know, a lot of them are small. So
in the great bitchin' room?
But in all the rooms. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Her house is just
greenery. Is it a mansion?
It looks like it.
Wow, yeah.
And I ran out of trees because I have a lot more places to put trees.
So many, she doesn't have an exact count.
This year, there's over 400 trees up.
In a house, 400 trees.
Over 400 trees.
It's a forest!
What do you mean you can't count? If you know it's over 400, can't you just count to 12?
No, I'd give up.
Or 20 or whatever?
I'd be like, okay, this is way too many. 320 whatever more.
Yeah, it doesn't seem good.
Something like that.
I have burgundy cream and white. I have my fruit motif.
What'd she do?
She has a fruit motif. Burgundy and something else. I don't know.
Okay.
My reds and bronze, purple, black and silver, safari.
Why is there an elephant noise?
Because it's a safari Christmas.
Oh, I see.
There's
okay.
Ornaments right. And blah, blah, blah. Frightening.
Pink, teal, seashells. So it's just sort of fun to see the new things that come out each year.
To find
and
fun.
Add it into my collection.
Some are even upside down. Why, you ask? To leave room for even more on the ground.
I never get rid of. I just add.
Some have more meaning than others.
Oh, these aren't living trees. Formerly living chopped down
some
trees.
Some of them are.
Really?
Some of them are.
So,
but the ones that she turns upside down are not so much. She turns them upside down so she can fit more.
And attaches them to the ceiling?
Yes.
I hope sometimes they come crashing down.
Yes.
Because that sound would be awesome.
Agreed.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, that would be great.
Oh, man.
This tree here, it has 29 bulbs on it for each radiation treatment I have. It's just another reminder for me to be so thankful every day that I'm here, and it represents a lot to me, a lot of meaning to me.
Oh, stop ringing the bells, for God's sakes.
Christmas is a time to sparkle. It's just, what's the reason of Christmas? You know, it's the Christ birth. I feel it's a cheery atmosphere, and I don't want Christ to be lost in the meaning of it.
But maybe lost in.
But I have over 400 trees.
Everybody freaks out. Black Christmas trees. I says, oh, they're so cool.
Oh, black Christmas trees?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that. That's actually pretty cool.
That's what.
Who forgets about the silver ones or whatever? You know, those are cool, the fake ones, the 50s ones. But a black one,
yeah.
I like it.
All right.
I want that.
Botcher says her family doesn't feel the same about the trees, but they don't stop her Christmas spirit.
This is my husband's room, and he hates this, but as long as he sees the TV, he's okay.
I love the fact.
It can be just a stress reliever.
I love the fact that her husband hates it. She knows it.
Yeah.
As long as he can see the TV, she's just filling his office with Christmas trees.
Is he like pushing the trees aside?
It looks like
kind
it.
Of, yes. Yeah, like he's actually out in the forest.
Yeah. I'm suggesting that's too much Christmas.
It might be a little much, but I mean, who cares? If it makes her happy, she has a reason, apparently.
Her husband cares.
Who cares?
And if he hates cares? It. All right, so too much Christmas. That's what we're looking for at 818-955.
Oh, yeah, any examples of that, too much Christmas?
Well, there is a house in the neighborhood I used to live in where it looks like they have, like she said, added Christmas ornaments every year, but not thrown any out.
Right.
So every inch of the front yard and the driveway
right.
and the house and on the roof and the walls, everything is covered.
I have to say, I kind of like that. I mean, I would never do it. There's none in our place at all. We have just one tree.
And well, you're
I mean, I would go for that. But yeah, no, totally. But I like driving past them. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of why so much work?
That's one that people actually stop. And yeah, sure. Imagine.
No.
Imagine. I always drive by on December 26th and go, wow, your life sucks right now.
Yeah, take
you
that.
To
down.
Put all of that away now. So your neighbors or someone that you know or an ex, whatever, whoever has too much Christmas, 818-955-KLOS. Call now. 955-KLOS.
Hell yeah.
Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's possible to have too much Christmas?
I think so. And this woman has 420-some Christmas... Well, I like the number, though. Christmas trees in her house?
Yeah.
That might be a little too much.
She says it's over 400, but she hasn't counted.
Well, I guess I can see losing
track. I feel like you've counted. You know you have over 400.
Yeah, how many balls would be the question, too?
I don't appreciate...
Christmas bulbs.
I don't appreciate that.
That's going to be a couple.
You have too much Christmas in your neighborhood?
Yeah, I live in one of those neighborhoods.
Yes.
The neighborhood that lights up, every house is lit up.
Except yours.
Music's playing.
Is yours lit up too, or are you the lone
Grinch? I do the bare minimum.
Oh, but you do put some up.
Like, basically, ones that I don't put lights up, I put it to our street in the neighborhood is called Candy Cane Lane, and every house is supposed to have candy cane decorations on it.
Right.
Or red and white.
Mm-hmm.
So I put up just this one candy cane, like wooden thing, and then I put up these little lights that are candy cane shaped, and that's it.
Do the neighbors get mad at you? Hello? Thanks for calling.
They've killed him.
They just killed him.
Dragged him off and they're beating him to death with candy canes now. That's a damn shame.
You're going to replace him with the owner of the place ball.
Hi, KLOS. Candy Cane Lane, where do you live? Do you have too many Christmas decorations in your neighborhood?
Who, me?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, I live with my ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
And every little knick-knack in the house gets wrapped up in tissue paper and replaced with a Christmas ornament. And there's like 75 of them at least.
That's a lot of work.
I know it is. It takes 3 days.
Wow.
Does she make you do it?
Well, I'm air quote happy to do it.
Gotcha.
And occasionally a box gets dropped, right? Whoops.
Yep. And God forbid, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
If you would like to learn how to play that song, Joyous Wolf want to tell you themselves. Actually, if you find them on Twitter, they will instruct you how to play that song, Fearless.
Interesting.
Yeah, dude from OC.
I like that idea.
Cool. Yeah.
KLOS high-low game.
Yes.
Powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa is worth $1,200. We should play it right now.
Let's do it. If you're caller 13, then you get to absolutely win yourself some Foo Fighters tickets. They're going to be doing a couple of shows in August of next year at the Bank of California Stadium. Those tickets on sale now via Ticketmaster.com.
The number's a number between 0 and 95, and the last guess was 82, and it was too high.
Too high.
So 818-955-KLOS, caller 13. Good luck. It's KLOS High Low Game. KLOS, who's this?
This is Scott.
Scott, you're caller 13.
Right on.
Right on.
Off you go to the Foo Fighters next August. You win tickets to that for sure, man.
All right.
And you get a chance to play the KLOS High Low Game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spots worth $1,200. A number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 82, and it was too high.
So what say you?
Oh, let's say me 77.
Are you high? Are you high?
You are high as a kite!
What a rude recording.
Right? But that was too high.
Yeah, it was too high. Damn it.
You still got the Foo Fighter tickets. Congratulations.
Okay, thanks.
You are welcome.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon and time for what we learned.
That means we're going home. Woo!
Yes, it does.
Ah, hell yeah.
There is a woman who bought 221 candles on Black Friday.
That's a candle too many.
That's 220 too many. The most mispronounced words of 2021 include Chipotle and Billie Eilish's last
name. That makes zero sense to me.
Same. And I'm an expert at mispronouncing words.
Especially names. Me too.
And there's a woman in Missouri who has over 400 trees, Christmas trees, inside her house.
400. You know, we get to get the lady with the Christmas trees and the candles together, because that could be a nice disaster.
Yes, it would be a nice disaster.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
He had already been using the name professionally since 1968, but it was on this date in rock in 1971 when Reginald Dwight legally changed his name to Elton Hercules John. The one and only Jerry Garcia had passed away. It was on this day in rock in 1995 when the Grateful Dead announced their breakup, saying that the long, strange trip of the uniquely wonderful beast known as the Grateful Dead is over. Still a dangerous one to say. It was on this day in rock in 1998 when Metallica released that video, Cunning Stunts, filmed at the Fort Worth Convention Center between May 9th and 10th of 1997.